You know, Dave, I don't know how to tell my money story to myself in order to know what to change. This statement by an internationally known self-help guru and publisher struck me as both simple and profound. We each have personal narratives that shape our views of ourselves and of the world. The beliefs and assumptions of our inner voices can be expansive or limiting. Our brains are wired to process information in narrative form. We think in stories and tell stories throughout the day. Despite being natural storytellers, perhaps the greatest challenge is to examine our own stories in order to know what to change, to reflect on and develop mindfulness about our own experiences, to figure out who is really writing the script, to understand why we have chosen certain roles, to reflect on the challenges we face, to figure out how we can turn circumstances into possibilities, to convert challenges into strengths, to recognize money behaviors ghostwritten by hidden assumptions, to overcome the brain's patterned responses that lead to bad decisions, and to plan the next chapters. Most people are secretly dissatisfied with their money stories. This dissatisfaction often stems from feeling either unfulfilled or ashamed of certain aspects of that story. We each have beliefs about money that we don't speak out loud, even to ourselves. This avoidance can create biases and can preclude taking in essential, important new information. Earlier downloads of expectations and experiences about money remain intact and unchallenged despite the passage of years, even decades. A fact or a belief is an anatomical reality in the brain. Simply encountering a new fact or being presented with a better idea will not overwrite what we already know. Yet many of the methods we use to facilitate change are contrary to the way the mind and brain work. Most people are stuck because of the stories they tell themselves, the ones they use to operate their lives. Stuckness can result from an outdated story, such as the one that was tailor-made for a decade earlier but won't work today, or even an unconscious behavior pattern from childhood. Neuroscientists now know that more than 90% of our operating system is unconscious and that the beliefs and patterns generated from those unconscious programs determine current decisions. How do we make our stories fully conscious to change what doesn't work and install successful new patterns? Many prescriptions for change ignite a discomfort with an old story, may even resolve old stories, but fail to offer an effective, systematic way to develop successful new stories. In more than two decades of practicing and teaching psychotherapy and psychoanalysis, and in the most recent dozen years as an executive mentor coach, I have helped people understand their relationship with money and how to successfully write new money stories. In that time, I have come to see that the most fundamental understanding about our relationship with money is not an in-depth knowledge of money itself. It is about awareness of how our minds and brains work and how that affects our behaviors, including about money and finances. The beliefs, decisions, and seemingly inexplicable behavior involving money aren't fundamentally about money at all. Money becomes a portal to the immaterial and the intangible, a Rorschach onto which we project our needs and hopes. A money story is a large part of a life story. Some of the money issues are really about money, but many, most, are about other matters, private or even secret, hitchhiking on money. Our relationship with money is complicated because some important aspects are emotional, unspoken, and even unconscious. Since our minds and brains determine financial decisions in unique ways, decision science can help us understand money mistakes and financial fallacies and how to program new, adaptive behaviors. Your new money story will help you recognize, own, and assess each component of your money story. You can then decide what to change, map changes, author new storylines, and even program the changes to transform core identities according to that new story to make the transformation complete and lasting. This systematic stepwise process to inform and strategically catalyze behavior change will rewrite mind software and revise brain hardware related to money stories as they are interwoven with life, wellness, relationship, and career stories.